By the way, I looked up that one.
Right. You looked up?
Simcha's Yomtov. So first of all, let's talk about Hilchos Yomtov a little bit, right? A little bit before we start the main thing here. A mitzvah Simcha. Be happy. It's always a mitzvah to be happy. That's the truth. There's a special mitzvah on, what do you call it? There's a special mitzvah on Yomtov itself to be a Simcha. Whatever that involves. That's the mitzvah, that's the Indian having Bosser Yayin. That's what we have, Bosser Yayin, to make us happy. Interesting enough, the Torah puts the halacha of Yomtov, of Kol Melacha Le'yasei. You mustn't do any melacha on Yom Tov, but whatever's nefesh, whatever's needed for oichal nefesh, whatever's needed for eating purposes, that's allowed to be done on Yom Tov. So there's a special halacha, but on Yom Tov, you're allowed to have melachas that are done, are allowed on Yom Tov for eating purposes. However, you find not all food melachas are mutter. Some of the food melachas are not allowed. For example, kaitzer, ma'amach, dosh, zoira, sod, these things, harvesting, gathering, threshing, winnowing, trapping, one of the melachos takes also on Yom Tov. But grinding, losh, toichen, losh, bishul, shechet, mavi, and so on, that's mutter. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Which ones are allowed and which ones are not allowed? Yeah?
The ones you want to do are not allowed.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, chapel bun, a lot of people like to do. The rice that was not allowed.
That's all to do with food. Which is not to do with food, is the mutter?
No, all ones also they have to do
carrying.
With food. Carrying. It's also very often associated with food. You carry food to people. You want to bring something to me, then wash the bottle of wine.
That's the difference. I mean, that's what...
Oh, I'm going to come to that. Well, that goes for other things as well. But the rice, it starts off with it's associated with food.
Well,
it's really quite good. It's a certain, but so is salt is also with food. Clates is also with food. So I want to take an apple off a tree, for example, is also to do with food.
That's right. That's
so awesome. What is the criteria? What allows what? So very interesting, the Rishonim got machlokes over here, what's allowed, what's not allowed. The Rishonim say it's two ways of learning, looks at. Rashi and the Rambam, they say anything which could be done beforehand without using its result can't be done on the washing sod. There's no difference when you trap a cow or I don't know what, a sheep or anything like that, a deer, before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. Doesn't make a difference to it. Kites, there's no difference really in most things to kites. You take an apple off a tree. There's no difference when you pick the apple from the tree on Yom Tov or before Yom Tov. So anything which is not detrimental, if you do it beforehand, that's taka not allowed to be done on Yom Tov itself. Anything which is beneficial to be done as close as possible to Yom Tov itself, better on the day itself, that's mutter. Therefore, generally you'll see shochet and these malachas are all much better fresh. Bishul is much better fresh. So you want to carry some food to someone, it's much better you get fresh. So the general things which are fresh, which are better fresh, that's allowed in Yom Tov. The ones that don't make a difference if you do it before Yom Tov are not allowed. So tzod, let's say, what other one is there? Tzod, which other one? Kotzer, we said. Dosh, threshing, normally threshing doesn't make a difference when you thresh, you have to thresh on the day itself. That's how some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn that sandwich is done in large quantities normally is not allowed. So these malachas, kaitzer, normally don't just take one apple from a tree normally, it's normally done in bulk.
But so one apple's okay?
No, so I'm saying, once it's osel malacha, the whole thing becomes osel. That's the criteria. Those are the malachas that are mutter ones that are not mutter. Yeah? That's a little introduction. One other introduction before we go into our malacha here. The other malacha is a very interesting thing which was passed before. And that is, once the malacha is mutter for eating purposes, then it extends and you're allowed to use it even on eating purposes. Watch the classic example of the tzor, carrying. So, tzor is very much associated with eating. A person needs to carry food from one house to another, he wants to bring food to someone, but now we allow you not only to carry food, but even non-food items. So you want to carry a sitter to shul, your lot of an esra to shul, your shofar to shul. That's called mitoich. Mitoich shehutra tzorach, once the malach is mutter. The Tzorich Yom Tov, that malacha becomes mutter, even if it's not for food purpose, must be a Tzorich Yom Tov, that's obvious.
You can't take it back.
Oh, we're going to come to it. So the Maisa, that is allowed to be done, but the Moshe, you can take a Siddur to Shul, but it must be a Tzorich, the Moshe, you can't take a Siddur to Shul on Yom Tov for the next day. That you can't do, it has to be for the Yom Tov purpose. So it's called Mitoich Shehutra Tzorich. Since something is allowed to be done in Tzorich Ocha Nefesh, we allow you to do it now as well. But it has to be a Tzorich Yom Tov. Those are the basic rules of the Yom Tov. Once you've got that, the rest is plain sailing for you. Alright, now let's talk about sod. Salt is not allowed on the Shabbat. Now that's going to make a big problem, Rosh. Let's say someone's got a sukkah, which happens unfortunately quite often this,
bees.
And he's got the bees in the sukkah.
Bees.
Now probably, actually, just now, I had a child that was stung last week by a bee in my house. It was raining, so I caught it in a second. Now my children tell me I've got a nest just outside in the house. So it's like it's a wasp, I'm not sure what it is, wasp or bees. So now the shaykh is, what happens now? Now on sukkah, so sitting in the sukkah, I see you've got bees or wasps, whatever, coming to
you.
Yeah, I'll try to get it sorted out. Hopefully come someone's going tomorrow. There's an interesting shaykh now, and I said, what happens now? So now you've got in your sukkah, and watching the bees and the wasps, they're disturbing. Are you allowed to trap them on Yom Tov? What does everybody say?
Are you going to let them go later?
What?
Are you going to let them go later? You only trap them for now.
Trapping is a problem, first of all. When we talk about trapping, trapping is a problem.
I don't want it.
Put a cage on top of it and you trap it for a few seconds. Makes no difference whether later you want to release it. For the time being that you trapped it.
It's Mitzayah.
Can you do it Malacha because you're Mitzayah? So he's right, here's the sod, there's a loch in Shulchan Aruch which says that if an animal is very...
It's aggressive.
It's very painful. The bite that it's got is very, very painful. It's in the Hilchos Shabbos even, so you're allowed to trap it. The big question is whether a bee fits into this. I must tell you the truth, I would not have thought so. That a bee is classified as an insect, which is very, very minimal. So I can't defoshes, those people who are allergic to it, because of the most people know about it already.
Yeah.
And even those that don't, generally, I think you can assume a person is a constant defoshes, because it's a very, very remote to me. So to assume that's a
kids
are about all those.
It's very cool. I've got sukkah. I don't know what that means. That's not a headset to trap it, I don't think. I must say that I did see two swarms today who still sue that they say that it's called very, very painful, you can trap it. I must say, I find it kiddish. It's a very big kiddish, I would have thought, to say the letters. My son got stung last week by a bee sting. It's like a painful. I'm not wishing on anyone. But it's to say that it's got the heads of the salt that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. I must say, I say two Sfarim of sorts, they say that my set fits in this category. I must say, I think it's a kiddish. I don't think it's the Pashtus.
No, you can't kill it.
So killing it, that's now we'll come to maybe killing it. Killing it on Yom Tov, that's a big question actually, isn't it? What's your question? What's his question? It's a good question. Shoykut put on Yom Tov?
No. Oh, Yom Tov, yes, Mutter.
If Shoykut put on Yom Tov, can you kill the bee?
It's like carrying.
It's like Matoich. I had this question for a long time actually. You caught me in the right moment. Yeah, it's a good question I was asking. Why is there no Matoich on Shoykut?
Only if you need the food.
You need out, you don't want it.
I've got loads of food.
Just a minute, I need to take your sitter to shoot. You need your food, there's no food there. You can't
my
sitter to shoot. I want the bee out.
Yeah, but I want my food, I don't want shech war. I've got enough food, I don't need a shech. Is that okay to shech? If I don't need the food, I've got loads of food.
I
want a shech more.
No reason at all, you can't do.
Exactly.
But you have more reason disturbing me.
No reason why you shoot shech, because you've got no food.
He's right, but once you've got the head of Shoykhid, you've got a head of Mitoch, Hutchin, and Sir, Hutchin, and Mishlein, and Sir.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's a good catch, you're wrong, I might say.
You should have come back
to Hutchin. I wish I could. I've bothered about this for a long time, actually, this catch. I think it's a very good catch, what he's asking, why it's not mutter to kill it. So there's two answers to this. That's what Father Kastel Rocha wants. He told me an interesting terrace on this, two terrors, actually. One terrace is that Mitoch only worked as a beneficial, but it's beneficial. To get rid of something which you don't really want, it's not a positive hanor, that's not a heter. That's you want to get rid of something, that's not pshat, you're not getting a positive hanor. When you take a siddur or master the shul, you've got a positive hanor, you've got something beneficial there. To remove something which you don't really want has not a heter, it's a chiddush action. The other test is actually also very interesting, is that when you kill a bee, you also probably over tzot.
Tzot
is not mot on the object.
Well, you would just say you're going to find a hat. It's two heterium. Two svarim which take the heterium for it.
Why?
You just said there's two svarim which tell you you can do so.
There are two svarim writing, I think it's a very big hit. Pashas sod is not much. Pashas, well, again, this hat of sod, they sell too, because it's very painful, and therefore it's a halakha chronos, which is very painful. That's talking about a snake's bite or something like that. It's very, very painful. To sell too that a bee has got the same hat as that, it's a very big hit.
Right? It's not. You didn't. It's not a hat.
No, it's not a hat. I'm saying that it's not a hat of sod, Pashas, not a hat. I'm saying there are two svarim which say it is. But I find it a
on bees. Actually,
on bees, yeah.
You are.
It's on bees, but I say it's a main thing.
Well, you could.
Like a serum. I don't know. It's a chiddush. No, it's a very big chiddush, I think. I don't know. It's not my pastor. I mean, many swarms bring down as far as I know. Like bees are not on this. Sorry?
I can't make them push it out. That's
pushing it out. So he's not going to kill it. Because the metal to make it go out. I told you, I once had an interesting shot in my face. My side was wrong, what I did. I had, before Yonta, I put up a trap in my sukkah with, what do you call it, with one of these things to catch the bee. And they installed it in little, actually, range. Right? So it was a nice little hole that you put honey inside. The bee goes in, but it's only one way direction. It can't come out again for some reason. So my side, it was a very good idea. The thing is, I felt sorry for the bee on Yonta. So I decided to take it off, put it outside, open it up, and what do you call it, let it be out. That was all right. And then I decided to put it back in the sukkah again. That's the problem, because I put the trap down on Yomtov. I've laid a trap on Yomtov. So I've done soft.
What's the business about you finding these lights, you know, it gets flies to
it? And it kills
before you've done nothing. You put it out.
It's a grommet.
Well, that's not a problem at all.
Years ago, I never used to do it. And then I heard recently, years ago, that you can catch them as long as you're going to afterwards let them go. Is that not true?
I don't know what a heter is to let them go after it. Monitor, if you hold that bee, it's very painful.
I'm not doing it for the side. I'm doing it because of the tsar which is causing. And after, I'm going to take the bee away. We all go away. And so when we finish the meal, undo it, you can go.
Say, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not doing it for the side. I'm doing it because it's just annoying.
Of course it's annoying. Well,
not because of the side.
Mosquito. Can you do with the mosquito?
I don't want it.
Well?
I don't want the bee.
Can you do the same thing with a mosquito? A mosquito, no one's matters to kicks.
Try and catch
a mosquito. It's much harder to catch, but I'm saying mosquitoes are definitely not, or fly disturbing you. It's causing havoc in the sukkah. Especially you've got girls there where they're very panicked when you've got these animals flying, a moth or whatever. There's no tsar there whatsoever, the mice, there's no heter whatsoever. There's no heter. Short term, some sorts of tzot. The only heter is they're relying on the stigma. It's very painful, but there's nothing to do with releasing afterwards. So that's a heter, that's nothing to do. I mean, you can't kill it, otherwise, if you leave it in the thing and you're in trouble, it's going to kill it. That's the problem with shoutouts. So you have to let it go to stop because I'll knock you over some shoker.
Yeah.
And I say, I find that kid, I said, there's two swans, I suppose there was five there, maybe.
Who were the swans, mate? Who were the swans?
One was something called William Cohen, and Hilkers Yomtov, and the other one was Robert Ribiat, actually. He says, he's talking about these yellow wasps and this wasp and this. And he says, the maestro, he thinks wasps are very painful.
William Cohen is quite.
I'm saying, very hushed. I just find it very hushed what they say. I must tell you, it's not what I've been taught, it's very hushed that. That's called pain. I'm saying, but I'm not going to show my son. She got stung last week. I mean, it's painful. It's not. It's not. Mum is so painful like that. It's interesting because I would allow the instant sort to be done. And now one of my children says it was a wasp. A wasp even worse than a bee. I'm saying it was in pain, but it wasn't such a pain that the mice, I would say.
There are people who die from it.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's there. If you know that,
you've got no problem at all. That's what I had to do. What?
Some people take to die from these.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not being cautious that you're the one of us lot are like that because generally speaking, you don't have it.
Too late.
You can't be cautious. I mean, there's nothing wrong with even a honey jar in the sukkah, the washel, and letting the bee go into the honey. Because first of all, it's not psychic race is going to get trapped in there. It might go in there, and you could take the whole honey jar out. That's all right. Or you open a grape juice bottle in the washel so it sticks around the sides there, whatever. Then you take out. That's mutter the chayah. But to actually put a trap down or to trap it,
really, I think
that's better. Yeah. The other thing you speak of range, the other point is hotzor. Range, you have in hotzor. Hotzor is actually a malacha that's put on yontif. It's one of the malachas that are put on yontif. However, there must be a tzorich. That means you need it for today.
Because of
mitoich, you see. Yeah, because of mitoich, you're now, the quick question is what you asked before. Someone takes a little less to shul.
Yeah.
He's finished the shul with a little less. And no one at home needs a little less. Everyone's been yotzer.
Probably go be a guest
somewhere. I'm coming tomorrow. You take my whole story. Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. The mice are problems. The mice are what happens? You go along to shul. You finish the shul. You're davening. You don't need. No one needs a little less anymore. No one needs it. It's finished. No one needs it at home. Everyone's on their own. You don't need it. Can you bring it back home again? So there's a special heter, which is right. Which is a special heter in Chazal called Hetiru Soifim Mishum Tchilosei. And that is Chazal said, if a person is worried at the end, if we don't let him bring his item back, he won't take it to start with. If I know I have to leave my loaf and estrogen shul, and I'm very worried that if I leave my loaf and estrogen shul, it could be left lying around, so I might damage it, I'm very likely not going to take my loaf and estrogen to shul. That's called his tiru soifa mishon tchilos.
Yeah, same thing.
So it seems that we should tell us a special heter over here that because we're scared and we don't let a person bring his lulam and esra back to shul from shul, he won't taking to start with, we allow him to do it. But he's quite right. That means if someone stops off after shul, he goes to someone's house or wherever he is, he has his meal late, leaves a little esrog there. The chayr there, he's got no head to bring the little esrog back afterwards. It's in the same place, no one's going to do anything. That chayr is a problem. The chayr, we see maybe there's a hetter for this, maybe, but that's the chayr, the problem. Once it's back in the same place, my see, must read the rabbi, say, if someone needs to bench the little esrog at home, and once you've got a child or someone at home who still needs the little esrog, then it's all right. But there's no problem to bring it back.
I don't bench in the sukkah in the morning. So I go home, I'll bench in the sukkah.
Go to bench with you
in the morning. I bench in the shul, but I want to shake it, the sukkah.
Well, I can do it. So the chayr, you could do it, bring your home and hold it. Why have you not got the heta? I don't know.
But that's in the sukkah. I want to do it in the sukkah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, but you could do the sukkah in the shul. You have to bring your home for that.
I don't have a sukkah in the shul. Is there a sukkah in the shul?
Okay, I've got a sukkah in the shul. That's the then.
I don't want to do it in the shul.
Let's talk about Indian. It's a full time. It's an Indian to do it. I'm not sure about after you've been yotzei already. There's still an Indian to do it. I don't know. Could be. But there's another remarkable heta, which Chazal said, which is an interesting to Machlokes, Ramon and everyone else. The Ramon says, what about if someone's not worried about taking something out? He's going to take out anyway, but he's just nervous about doing it. I mean, the Ramon's example is, someone's got, for example, a diamond in a hotel. He's got a hotel for Yom Tov. He's got an expensive diamond in the hotel room. The thing is, he wants to go out, but he's worried to leave the diamond in the hotel room. He's going to get stolen. Yeah. He's anxious. He would go out. He's not shy. He won't go out if we don't let him take the diamond with him. It's not like the first heter, but it's even so much. It's a heter. He's just nervous. His posture is bothering on his mind. He's nervous. He's concerned about the thing. He's going to be worried when he's out. Is it safe? Is my diamond safe or not? I'm not sure. So there, the Ramon says that carrying for anxiety is also what
is his wife's diamond? Is it in a ring? Is it a loose stone?
There's no credit card. There's no credit card.
Because it's his wife jewelry.
Yeah, it's possible. Where he is, no shadow.
Is it a business? Is it his own personal investment?
His own personal one, or he's got a mischa, whatever it is, and he's scared to leave
it. Mischa is mutter to take with you?
So there, he's nervous because of his leaving it in the hotel room. He's scared to leave it there. So the remorse is mutter to carry it. There's the head of a sort of someone's anxious. Many possibly disagree with this, actually. Many possibly disagree with this heter. That anxious is not anxiety, it's not heter to what you're not muksa. It's a tachshit.
It's your business.
Oh, it's a tachshit. Let's say you use it, he likes looking at it. He likes looking at it. So it's not a shayah or muksa. A shayah is a tzor. He wants a person to take it out.
Loose, or is it a piece of jewelry? A piece of jewelry is his. He can put it in his pocket. He doesn't have to wear it. Put it in his pocket. It's an expensive.
He's carrying it for no reason. He doesn't need it on him. He's carrying his pocket. He's got no reason to use it. This time, someone's got a jewelry. He wants people to show how I can see it. Wear it on him. Someone's got his diamond. He puts it in his pocket. It's because he's scared to have it in the thing. That's no head to carry on to. The Ramah says that's mutter because he's anxious. So what's his name? Ramah Shtermuk says he doesn't know the head of people who go to other people's houses on Yom Tov. And they leave a little bit extra there while they eat, and then when they come home, they want to take a little bit extra back home. They can't find a heter. Says from Shaila, it could be that if a person has to leave a little bit extra in a person's house, he's worried tomorrow morning, I'm going to make a whole chashuv before I go to shul, I'm going to go fetch him from there, is he going to be out, is this going to work out? He's nervous. So possibly, he says, you've got this second heter.
Same answer.
It's not so posh. I mean, hey, Ramosha Shtrom will take a heter. Ramosha Shtrom says, you have to leave it there. Rav Shaila, he's saying that it could be that this anxiety, that personal, you have to know what it is. I mean, if you've got the key to your son's house and you can go in any time, then you have no sense. But if a person knows that, I think it's going to be in there, I'm not sure whether.
The same reason they don't want to leave it in shul, the kids might mess around with it, somebody may break it. I don't leave it there either, somebody else's house.
It could be in someone else's house, the washer, he can leave it in his bedroom, the son can leave it in his bedroom.
It's too dry over there.
Okay, you have to know.
You have to know.
He's nervous there. Well, first of all, somebody open there to open the door for me, and what's going to happen? I'm going to go all the way around, it'll start earlier. He's a bit anxiety, he's a bit anxious. Is that the second one? Again, he's not Muslim yet. The Ramah is not Muslim. But that could be a little opening for this.
Really?
All right, I'll be safe.